What's up, everybody? This is actually
today's episode.
Actually, if you're seeing this in your podcast app, this is, for the first time, today's episode. This is this week's episode going up for free. And actually, there's probably two in your podcast app right now.
Yeah.
There's last week's and this week's. And that's because we're announcing, I guess, today some big changes that we're making to the show and how the Patreon will work moving forward and how the free episodes will work moving forward.
Yes.
I'll let Noel explain that a little bit more, but this is very exciting shit.
Yeah, it is. We won't talk too long about it, but basically we wanted to restructure the show for a while, so we wanted to figure out how we can give you more. So the deal is we're going to shoot two episodes every week. So if you're subscribed to Patreon, you're going to get a bonus episode every single
fucking week.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit tired, so I should be saying that.
Yeah, don't downplay it,
dude.
I
know, I'm making it sound real casual.
Every week.
Yeah, that's
one extra episode every single week if you contribute to the Patreon.
Yeah, and it's something we wanted to do for a while. We talked about it like a long time ago, and I don't know. It's exciting that we can actually do that now. So, yeah, bonus episode every week, and we're restructuring the Patreon tiers as well.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I think we're pretty hype about is we're planning on, I think, live streaming one episode a month. We got to figure out the kinks with that, but
Patreon only live
stream. Yeah, Patreon only live
stream. We're gonna do the whole thing live.
Yeah.
Like the free episode and the bonus episode, we're gonna do the whole thing live on Patreon only. So that'll be something that we're gonna do once a month. And then we've come up with some other like really fun goals and stuff like that. One of them for the highest tier, which we don't expect anyone to do, but we're going to frame a picture of your face and put it on set.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, this isn't any, like, I sign up and then I cancel right before the... No, this is... People are going to see your fucking face, all right? We want to make sure that you're...
we can see if your card charges. So if you sign up and it debits, then we're gonna put it up there. So we anticipate no one doing that. The one we're most excited about for the $50 tier is... This part's unofficial, but our goal is to get a teleprompter, and if you send us, you can send us like a note or like some fucking funny ass shit, and we're gonna put it on the teleprompter and we're gonna
read it.
And we have a second camera, so we're gonna have to look to camera like some fucking news anchor. You could put anything in there.
Yeah.
You know? Today at 10, a baby took a fat shit in my mouth.
Yeah.
That is Lisa from Ohio.
That's a news update from Lisa.
yeah.
Breaking news. I don't wear underwear.
Michael in Tennessee. Awesome.
My taint is moist.
Cody in Venice. Wow, how about that? Moist
now,
taint.
You know, all this being said, we really wanted to, you know, make this show better for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the people that listen for free every single week. We fucking appreciate you guys. We see all of you, and we want you guys to have the episodes as they go up so that everything is, you know, super topical. You know, the week delay has been kind of weird just in terms of like the stuff we talk about.
Yeah.
It's always like a week, feels like we're a week late to shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've read the, you know, Patreon comments, like just know we read those and we see all of your, you know, your criticisms and everything. We take those to heart, and we want to make sure that the show, you know, that you're fucking getting shit for your money as well. We know like it's not easy coughing up however much a month that you do, and we very much appreciate the fact that you do. So we want to give you more.
Yeah.
And so now there's going to be three more hours. Mm-hmm. Three or four more hours of content every single month, plus like a live stream, plus all these fun things that we've thought a lot about. So we're excited about this moving forward.
Definitely.
We're super, super pumped that we think this is like a great next step for the show.
Yeah.
So,
I guess a subtle thing we do want to announce as well is that in the $20 tier, we're, you know, Cody and I have like ideas for other podcasts that we've wanted to like sort of pilot and spin up, and so something we're considering doing, and you guys can let us know if you want us to do this, is actually piloting those new shows as Patreon exclusive for a couple episodes. And you guys can directly tell us like what you like about it and what you don't. So if you guys are into that, let us know. But yeah, that's sort of the big announcement, which is Patreoners, you're getting a whole lot more, and free folk, you are um, you'll be a little bit more up to date.
Yeah. We're pumped, man.
Yeah.
And so, we'll stop talking about this now, but patreon.com/tinymeatgang.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to upgrade for the bonus app, and if not,
And the intro will change.
The intro will change subtly.
Subtly.
We don't want to change because it's special.
Yeah.
So we don't want to fuck with it too much, but we do have to put some new verbiage in there.
Yeah.
Some new verbiage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's going to change subtly. But anyways.
That's
so coronavirus.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
Do we have like some bells or something we could play?
Nah. You know what? I'm just hit it. I mean, this part might get copyright claimed.
Wait, should I throw the...
Yeah, do you care?
Fucking...
What? I was going to do... I mean, we'll just have...
Play it for 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
What is it?
I was going to play instrumental and freestyle a little bit.
Oh, what is it? A copyrighted instrumental?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't do that.
Fine.
Well, just get a royalty-free one. Royalty-free beats.
Royalty-free... Hip hop instrument. This is gonna be awful,
dude. Or just go to YouTube has a bunch of good like free
beats
that you can use.
All right. Dipset type beat.
Yeah.
Let's see if this is terrible. Fucking ad. Great.
I was like, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, the little horse noise in there. It's dope. Or what's this?
A little Clash of Clans sample. Yeah.
Wait. When's it gonna drop? Ever?
Feeling it?
Yeah. It's a pandemic, y'all.
Let's go.
It's a pandemic.
Let's go.
It's a pandemic. It's a turkey. It got the itis. You know I like this. I send the corona to get you. It's not a virus. You get that? You get that? There's like a coroner, but corona. I send the corona to get you.
Oh!
It's not a... It's not a... Yeah! I'm back in it. Your boy not finished.
Finished.
There you go. You got it. My man got it down. He not a clown. I'ma smack you in the mouth if you come around.
Ooh!
I come around the side of your chick hip. She sucked my dick. Now she got shit lips. That means... my dick was in the booty.
Okay.
I got my fingers in the coochie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hootie hootie. Open up your mouth, baby. Ooh. Taking the fat dookie. I'm in the freak shit. I'm in the freak shit. I got a horse cock like the Preakness. You can't see this because you blind. 10/20 vision. Your boy is on a mission for the Advil. My dick's so heavy, it's like an anvil. There's some of my trap still, yeah.
Oh,
9 a.m. freestyle. Oh, yeah.
Funk flex.
That shit was terrible. I just woke up. That freestyle's called I Just Woke Up.
That's the coronavirus freestyle.
Yeah, no, I just thought of, I send a coroner to get you. It's not a virus on the way over.
That's really good.
I like that.
No, that's a solid one.
That's a coronavirus bar right there.
Yeah, but that one's not actually corny.
Yeah.
That one's actually good.
It's hard. Yeah. The rest of that, though, is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pandemic.
Officially a pandemic.
Yeah, official.
Today. Am I flipping like crazy? Ah!
You might be, yeah.
Whatever, fuck it. I'll just talk softly. Tough for me, though.
Yeah.
Beefy vocal cords. So when you saw that on Twitter?
Yeah.
So what makes it a pandemic?
It could be characterized as a pandemic. Let's get the facts straight, okay? Coronavirus pandemic. Doing my Jamie here. I'm doing the Jamie. So it's the WHO. The WHO has declared the coronavirus a pandemic.
Okay, so it's the WHO. So it's a fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
WHO is like WWE, but for viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That's what I was saying yesterday. I want to make a gaming team, but it's all viruses.
Yeah, right.
Luminosity, Ebola.
So I didn't realize Ebola was like serious fucking shit.
Yeah.
It was like you got that and you basically shit out your organs. Your organs melted and you shit them out. until you died.
Oh,
and it had a 50% death rate.
Oh, 50%.
So if you got it,
yeah,
you know,
high ass KD.
Yeah, that's a super high KD.
Yeah, that's
very effective disease.
Banging. Shit your whole organ. Oh man, that sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Yeah, I know. That's a crazy fucking disease. That's some shit.
What happens? Do you just like, damn, there's just nothing in there?
Yeah, I don't know.
What if you just got like a little bit of Ebola? So you just shit out one
Like something you don't
thing.
Need?
No, no, something you do. Like you shit out one kidney.
Yeah, you don't need a kidney.
It's better to have 2.
Is it?
Yeah, it's definitely better to have 2.
Can you have no? What's the thing I'm thinking
spleen.
Of? Spleen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a spleen.
Yeah.
You shit out your spleen. And you're like,
oh. Oh, well, that's all right. That's okay.
I pooped out my spleen.
But it just like takes a little bit away of something. You know, just like it shrinks your left lung just a little bit. It melts it a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Damn it. Running is a lot harder now. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm just thinking on how trash that freestyle was. I feel like I need to redeem myself.
No, what do you mean? You want to go in again?
Yeah, no. You know, we can go in later.
Because... Just know, as your hype as your hype man, I'm always down to go in. And at any point during this episode, you want to spit some bars on there.
I just want to pull it back up. You know, just go.
Don't miss a
damn
moment.
It. Damn it. Just fucking another ad on it.
70 plus channels. YouTube TV. Start streaming.
Let's go. YouTube TV.
Just 2 ads in this bitch.
2 ads in this bitch.
It's the 2 ad freestyle. All right, we're back in it. All right. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Yo, Noel, show them how you do it.
Yeah. So anyway, just blue ball everybody. Just never actually go in. Yeah, you see me. I'm out here. Turn my shits up.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Show them how you living.
So I'm at the store.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about how...
Wait, no, I got something. Play it.
Okay, got it. All right.
Okay, hold on.
I'll run you back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, hold on.
Get him.
Yeah.
Show him what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Spanish flu actually had the exact same death rate as coronavirus, believe it or not. So this could be serious shit.
It did it really?
Yeah.
It did.
There was... I think there was like 50 million people that died from that or something like
that. Yeah, 50 million. No, you know what's scary is fucking Bill Gates. He, some years ago, they're asking like what his greatest fear was. And he was like, my greatest fear is that there will be a pandemic in my lifetime. And he referenced the Spanish flu. And he's like, oh, we did the math. If something like that were to happen now, and it would probably hit about the same number, it would kill about 50 million people as well.
Yeah.
50 fucking million people.
I mean, I see all these fucking conservatives on Twitter being like, don't, you know, like fucking, it's just classic media blowing shit out of proportion and stuff like that. And, but then I watched that fucking episode of Joe Rogan with this one of the lead researchers in infectious diseases.
Yeah.
Who's been spent his entire career researching diseases, pandemics, how to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything about every fucking disease. And he was like, Joe was like, best case, what's the fucking best case scenario here? And he was like, conservatively, we estimate with the numbers that we have from China and everything, conservatively, we're estimating 500,000 people die in the States. I mean, like, how could you?
Yeah.
I mean, you have, like, I'm not saying panic, but I'm saying just know the shit and
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really do, like, stock up on food if you, in case you get it and you have to quarantine and everything. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's mm-hmm. just about, like, mm-hmm. actually taking yeah. this seriously and not just blowing it off. Like,
yeah, just get basic shit because you're not gonna be like, you know, you're gonna feel real bad if you get it or someone old that you know gets it and you're trying to take care of them, or you're trying to just go to the store to get Advil and you can't get it.
Yeah,
you know, whatever, just like, just grab a couple basic items. It costs you nothing to be prepared
yeah.
in this situation.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I don't know. I just wouldn't. I see all these fucking, my whole TikTok feed now is filled with people taking cheap flights.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
people panicking about coronavirus, just cop that $100 flight to fucking spring break, bitch. Spring break. And it's like, I just wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's it gonna? Is it gonna hurt to like yeah. just not go on a fucking trip?
I know. I had a mean tweet because there's this fucking article. It's like, okay, millennial, boomers are the greatest generation on earth.
Yeah.
I
saw that.
Just for context, everyone.
What was the tweet?
I quote tweeted. I said, let's see who beats the coronavirus. Which is, it's just, that's fun. That's fun for us. It's,
yeah.
But it's fucked up when you think about like. A couple million people could die, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the problem, is that people are like, you know, like our age are like, yeah, if I get it, it's fine. Like, I'll recover.
So you it's might.
Like, you might, but then you're going to give it to your parents?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I'm worried about my parents. They're supposed to be here this weekend. They canceled because my mom was basically like, every you know, sickness that your dad gets, it goes straight to his lungs every single time.
And yeah, he's your had dad asthma growing up
and stuff like that.
Nowhere.
I was like, do not fucking get on a plane.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, your dad should go nowhere.
You hear the stories from Milan and shit right now?
Yeah.
It's horrifying, dude. Yeah. They're like trying to figure out who to let live and yeah. who to like let die, because yeah. they're just, every single doctor has it because they're all working on people that, and it's all hands on deck and everything.
Have you heard the horrible conspiracy that fucking China created it to kill all the old people?
Oh.
Yeah, there's like this bad, mean conspiracy that the Chinese government created it because there's like a generation of old people that they don't want to deal with.
They were like, okay, boomers.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, boomers.
Okay, boomer.
That's
okay,
so
boomer. So, yeah, it's so fucked. Yeah. Yeah. Someone tweeted that shit. They were like, okay, boomer became a virus.
Yeah.
They heard our millennial wishes. Yeah, nah, that shit is dark, man. Yeah, and then you know, some people are projecting that potentially by the end of this, everyone will know someone who's died from it. You know at least one person who died from it, which is fucking wild, dude.
Yep.
And here's the thing, because I talked about this a little bit on Twitch, and people were like, why create more hysteria? Why create panic? It's like, that's not what we're trying to do. But I feel a degree of responsibility to be like, hey, man, like,
wash your fucking hands.
Wash your hands and
just stay inside.
Yeah.
Don't go on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. In this scenario, better stay safe, man. There is literally no gain from blowing it off.
This is officially a pandemic now.
Yeah.
So there is some room not to create hysteria, but just to fucking, I feel like we do have like a social responsibility to like just fucking spread this information, like help try and save
some
lives.
We have a social
lives,
responsibility to spread coronavirus.
Spread coronavirus. And that's
so
what,
so
are now, everyone listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys might have it.
Our So one of our new Patreon tiers is we'll actually, given all the cheap flights, we'll fly you out and we'll just, we'll sneeze into our hand and we'll rub it all over your nose.
No, we'll sneeze into your nose. Yeah. So, okay, put your head back. Head back.
You know, there was like some cult in, it was like, was it Italy? There was some cult somewhere where they, some of them got it and they didn't tell any of the, so like the believers or whatever you want to call them, and they just like spread it to those people and it just like create, oh, let me look this up, man.
Yeah, really? This is some, what, on purpose? Just so they could all have it together?
Something, hold on. It was South Korea. South Korea, there we go. Oh no, it wasn't a cult, it was a church. Which you could, no, I'm joking. Yeah, you know, he had it. That's what it was. Yeah, he had it, and then
who's he?
The
he's pastor,
like a,
or
yeah, like a like a priest or okay. Some shit. Yeah, the Church of Jesus.
And he didn't tell anyone.
He didn't tell anyone. Yeah, wild,
crazy man.
Yeah, yeah. Just... all, that's why I deleted my fucking, you know, tweet making fun of old people, because all the coronavirus memes and shit, it's funny now until people start actually dying.
Yeah, I know.
And then you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that meme wasn't good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to go back to 10 minutes ago on this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where we're screaming pandemic over a free YouTube beat.
Yeah, yeah. And we go, yeah.
That didn't age well.
It's a pandemic. You gon' get it. Somebody you know, they gon' get it. It's a pandemic.
And that's the new ad lib.
Yeah.
Achoo!
Yeah. Achoo! Yeah. I'm the virus, baby. I don't care about them things you care about. Bitch, I'ma air you out.
I got none.
What's some other listen, I'm breathing on ya. I'm the COVID bomber.
Ooh. Ooh.
The temperature gonna hit you feeling like you in a sauna.
Ooh.
Bitch, you a goner. Yeah, that's it.
My favorite president was Obama.
There it is, yeah. Those last four were hot. I'm gonna keep those last four. Say those last four were tight.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, anyway.
I like it.
You like the way I bring that back in?
Yeah. Hold on, wait. Wait, I might have some.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I might have some.
Want me to run it back?
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna have some. Yeah, yeah, run it back, run okay, it back. Right. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Go get it. Go get it, don't sweat it.
So the Hype House DM'd me.
Oh,
they
man.
Fucking DM'd me, dude. The Hype House, LA.
I know, it's crazy.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want, and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
It's crazy. You're not freaking out.
I mean, it
come on. This is huge, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
This is all of our favorite creators.
Yeah, in
live
one place.
In the hype house.
Yeah, in one place.
In one house, and they DM'd me.
Yeah.
They said, hey.
Just tell the people what they said.
Hope you're having an amazing week. We're about to have our first ever hype house merch drop, and we'd love to send you a PR package with a few of the pieces. Can you actually like hurt my lungs doing the fake coughing?
I know, man.
Can you send over your full name, best mailing address, and the size that you wear in bottoms, t-shirts, and hoodies, extra medium in all of them? They should know that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I was thinking like maybe I do respond and get like some dope care package and we just rock the shit in like next episode.
Listen, let me tell you, the first thing I'm burning during the coronavirus pandemic to keep heat is a hype house. This is a hype house care package. We don't have any flint to spark the fire. Oh, no, we do. Here you go.
Hold up a tick.
Yeah, just hold on one second. I just had a weird, random, dark thought.
What?
Okay. You know how the landlord be building all the rooms in here with that, you know, that Home Depot wood? It would be nothing to burn this bitch down.
Okay.
It's hella wood in here.
Are you saying we burn it down, or are you saying...
No. I'm just saying if somebody were to start a fire in here, it'd be easy to take this bitch out.
Okay.
I'm just saying random. That's how my brain works.
Are you trying to freak me out, or what?
No, I'm just saying.
But what are you saying?
I'm just saying if you started a fire in here, it'd be very easy to burn this bitch down.
Are you threatening me?
No. No, not
you
at
said
all.
It, you said that like a threat.
No, not at all.
I'm just saying.
If a motherfucker wanted to burn this bitch down, it would be very easy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. No. That. Thanks.
I'm kind of like like if I wanted to smack the shit out of you.
Okay.
It'd be really easy to do that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Careful, man. Careful. Careful, that's $30 right there that you just sneezed out.
Oh, God.
I need water.
I definitely have something. It's not corona, but I have been sick. It's not.
Yo, this podcast is over, man.
It's not. It's just, you know, I've been like a little bit under the weather, but now it's been like a week.
No, so, you know, symptoms develop within 2 to 14 days. 14 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're at 7. We're at the halfway mark. We're okay right now.
No, we're more than 7. We got
back Wednesday.
Oh my God. It's only been a week?
Yeah, only been a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 7 days. He's in a haze.
Yeah.
I might die in 7 days.
Okay. Like the ring.
Yeah. Yo. I'm like the bitch from the ring. I got that thing. You got 14 days till you die on your bed drinking NyQuil.
Oh. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. That's it. All right. No, you're coughing because you're drinking coffee and you're
maybe,
doing...
Maybe, I don't know.
And you're doing coughing. No, you only feel shit because you don't take care of yourself.
I'm fine, dude.
What'd you do this weekend? Yeah. Shit, don't even...
No. Yeah. But that wasn't not... I didn't mean to.
See,
I didn't mean to.
You know who
party.
Else didn't mean to? Alex Jones. Alex Jones didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah. So he... And
he got arrested for fucking... Did you get a DUI or DWI? Hold on.
DWI.
Driving
with influence. Oh, okay. That's what we do.
So he was... Yeah.
As influencers.
Yeah.
We drive with influence.
Yeah. I always get DWIs every time I hop in the whip, dude.
Yeah, baby. You know how we do, cruising down the 405.
People see me in my fucking sick ass fucking BMW 328 series with no air conditioning, and they're like, damn.
Chromed out, chrome gold, the whole thing.
I fucking want that.
Yeah. My Instagram handle written on the fucking window in a decal.
People want that.
Mm-hmm. What they want that. They want me. They want to be me driving with influence.
You know what I want to do? I want to get my Civic. That's what I should do with my Civic. Get it wrapped in one of those crazy, like, gold, like, mat wraps.
Yeah.
Like, crazy as fuck. And then I want to get, you know, remember when CeeLo showed up to the Grammys in all gold?
Yes.
I'm going to pull up a picture.
Like a street performer?
Yeah. I'm going to fucking get up every day dressed like this. Matching with my fucking Civic. So when I pull up to the fucking bank.
Oh my God, dude. He looks like a Star Trek character. That's crazy.
When I pull up to get anything, food, whatever, I'm going to hop out my gold plated Civic looking like this.
That actually is driving with influence.
That's
people
what I'm saying.
People would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
That's some next generation shit.
Yeah, I'll get all my credit cards wrapped that way.
Yeah, oh my God.
Everything, my phone.
Yeah.
This shit going to be hard.
Everything gold.
Yeah.
And then you need a single called Everything Gold.
Yeah, yeah. And the Spotify QR code is on my car.
Oh.
You can scan that
shit. No, better yet, you have speakers on the outside of your car.
There it is. Yeah.
And they're blasting Everything Gold.
Anyway, so our you know, the man, Alex Jones got arrested for DWI, which is hilarious. Because the funniest thing he said about it is he was saying that bars shouldn't serve alcohol after a certain point.
Oh, he's blaming blaming it on just like the fucking just rules of society.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get the exact quote. That shit had me dying, dude.
Well, if alcohol didn't fucking exist.
Yeah. He went on a rant saying restaurants and bars that serve alcohol should be shut down.
Just in general?
I guess. Yeah.
So what were the details? Like, what time was it? Where was it? It was in Florida?
It was in...
Boca Raton?
Travis County. And where's, we actually, we Texas. We actually have a listener at Travis County, contains Austin as well. Who he DM'd me because I tweeted about this shit. Because basically, I was making fun of the quote being like, restaurants should not be allowed to sell alcohol. And I quoted that shit with, "Babe, I just asked for the nudes. She sent them. It's not my fault." What am I supposed to do? Not open it?
Maybe if Snapchat had a nude filter, like a fucking, you know, something that detected nudes and kept them from my inbox, I wouldn't fucking look at them.
Yeah, but I had to because they were in my inbox. And yeah. So somebody DM'd me and said that they're a sheriff in Travis County and they were processing a dude. And he was hearing over like the radio that they're like, "Yo, we got Alex Jones here." And he just was chuckling on the way to the station. He's like, "Bullshit. It's probably just some crazy guy like claiming to be Alex Jones." And I'd imagine like this dude probably works with like older sheriffs. So probably, these guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
He's like, "Dude, I got there and it was him." He's like, "I've never been so starstruck."
Oh my God. Being nervous in front of Alex Jones.
Yeah. Just arresting him. Like, oh my God. Wow.
I'm sorry. Are the cuffs too tight?
Michael!
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Get him in the car.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. You're just going to bend your head over here. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I know it's a little bit tight. Sorry.
You're beautiful. Wow, your head is as big as I thought it would be in person. That's, oh my God. Okay, sorry. Don't hit his big head on the door. Oh my God. You're in the car, dude.
Wow. It's like Alex Jones, like, catchphrase.
The one everybody loves.
Which one?
Well, if I'm being honest.
I'm a little bit.
Yeah, that's everybody's favorite.
Could you just say, dude, I'm a little bit retarded. Could you say that, please?
The young cop is in the front seat,
yeah,
like turned around, looking at him through the gate, like a little kid. He's got his hand on the gate. He's like, hi. Can you do the line, please?
Yeah.
You know, think about me.
I'm a little bit.
Oh my God, he said it. Oh my God. He gets to the station and everyone's like,
oh my God.
The fucking inmates are like, hey man, what do you think about the coronavirus? And he's just doing a podcast in there and everyone's just sitting there listening like, damn.
Well, coronavirus was actually alien invented it was the aliens and the Freemasons got together. They created the coronavirus to kill boomers.
Hold on. Fuck, I had a bit. I forgot the name of the goddamn. The Freemasons actually created Molson Coors, the creator of Miller Lite.
Mm, my favorite beer, by the way.
And that beer contains the coronavirus, which is why we need to shut down restaurants that serve alcohol and liquor, because it contains the coronavirus. And then everyone's like, oh my fucking God, I have to tell the news about this shit.
He's right.
And then they call the news. Shit. And then the guy, the reporter's like, man, what the fuck are you on, dude?
Alcohol.
Shut the fuck. Yeah.
In fact, I'm on alcohol.
Right.
Which I shouldn't be. Should not be.
Dude, I like how his voice is the same as the Squat 680 voice.
It is, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what trips me out whenever like celebrities get arrested? That's the thing that makes them feel like regular people.
What?
Getting arrested.
Okay.
It's not the charities and it's not cameos and it's none of that.
Yeah.
It ain't that shit.
Yeah.
You know, when a celebrity tries to come down to earth, look, I'm giving out free turkeys. Shut up, man. Of course you are. You can do that. You got the time to give away the free turkeys, man. Miss me with that. Yeah. I'm giving out school supply. Yeah, fuck you. Of course you are.
I think that makes them feel like more of a celebrity.
Right, yeah.
When they do that shit.
I'm partnering with Mattel to give you what you can't afford.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, watch my new movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not real. When they get arrested?
Yeah.
My boy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or my girl, you know.
Oh, you're saying like it makes them feel like normal people to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's a regular person.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Yeah, you're one of us now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Arrested.
Mm-hmm.
In trouble.
Yep.
You got in trouble.
You got to deal with the system.
Yeah. You in trouble.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You know, oh, fuck. You know, one of the former bachelors, you know, he got in like a crazy hit and run.
How long ago?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, I think I did hear about this. Yeah.
Bachelor.
He killed someone, right?
Yeah. Kills. Damn, I put killed and it says himself. That's not the one. Yeah,
no.
He killed a man on a tractor.
Yeah. And he got away with it, didn't he?
Chris Soules. He gets sentenced to
Chris Soules
sentenced to 2 years probation.
What? For killing someone? And
Because it was like drunk? It was like a country road, I believe, and the dude was driving on a tractor.
Yep. I think we talked about this actually.
Probably, yeah.
I do. I'm getting some flashbacks.
Yeah. Weird recall vibes. But you know. Yeah, basically when a celebrity kills someone, that's when I'm like, yeah, you're regular.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, you're a regular person.
You're just like us.
You're just like us. You want to
put your pants on one leg at a time.
And you hit someone on a tractor. Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah.
God bless that man on the tractor. That's a GTA murder right there.
Uh-huh.
That's like, you know.
I kind of thought the guy was on a tractor.
What you mean?
And he hit somebody while he was on a tractor.
That'd be the slowest death.
That's a GTA murder
right
there.
That's the slowest death ever.
Yeah.
You see the way tractor moves? Those things don't like really burn out, you know?
Yeah. There was a scene yesterday in Narcos, Mexico, where the guy steamrolls two people. It's like, that is insane.
Well, thanks. Spoiler alert, dude.
It's like the Austin Powers scene, but it actually happens.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler alert.
I mean, I would have thoroughly enjoyed that part.
You don't know who, you don't know when.
You don't know when, yeah.
Watch that show, though. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, no, I'm going to.
Season two is so good so far.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Narcos. Yeah. I loved season one.
Me too. And season two took a bit to like, you know, it's been a while since the first season happened and a lot of shit happens in the first season.
Uh-huh.
So you start watching the sex, you're like, who the fuck are these characters? Yeah. I have no idea what. And then you start slowly, two episodes go by and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then three and four, and then you're like, oh my God, I never want to stop watching this.
Sorry, I'm reading through this Alex Jones article. Jones claims the officer was blaming the weight of his belt on his inability to demonstrate the test.
What is it?
Hold on.
Wait, okay. Keep reading that for a second.
Yeah. Jones was booked at 12:37 a.m. and released on a $3,000 bond. Oh, man. The crime couldn't have been that bad, right? $3,000 bond? That's not shit.
So what, he blew like, you know, maybe, what do you suspect, he had one, okay. one extra cheeky beer?
Yeah, he introduced the incident, Tuesday's episode of InfoWars. I thought InfoWars was done. Okay, it's still going. Claiming he and his wife shared a little tiny bottle of sake.
Oh.
Me and the wife had a small bottle of sake.
Of sake.
Me and the wife had a little small bottle of sucky.
We shared some sucky.
A little bit of sucky.
So my wife had some sucky, and then she left. She only had one glass of sucky, and she left the rest of the sucky to me.
I had two because, you know, I love me two bottles, two little hits of sucky.
I love sucky. You know me.
And I admitted to doing this.
I'm a sucker for the sucky.
Who doesn't love a little sucky? Who doesn't love a little sucky? In fact, I love sucky so much. I'm going to get our own bottle of InfoWars sucky right here. With supplements in it to make it healthy and prevent your brain from getting worms like the fluoride.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the Japanese know how to make sucky.
That's for sure. You know, they shouldn't have been making bombs. They should have been making more sucky. Why did we go to war? They should have made more sucky.
I go there just for the sucky.
If I'm being honest.
To Japan.
And then as Jamie chimes in, isn't that Thailand? What? No. I'm talking about sucky. Not getting my dick sucked. Jeez. So then he's talking about a field sobriety test. Then he starts having me do this. What do you call them when you stand on one foot and look at the other for 7 seconds? Shows me what to do, and he can't do it. Oh, that's so good. Imagine you're the officer. All right, I just want you to put your foot like this and do your foot like, oh, fuck. Hold on, just give me a second. All right, put your foot like this. Okay, lift the other one up like this. I want you to...
Oh, the sheriff can't do it. The sheriff can't do it. Oh, my God. It's sheriff. Sorry. So, yeah. I had a bunch of sucky tonight.
Yeah. You and me both. Yeah, but you have to do the test. Jones, and then the
sorry, I can't. Usually I can do this. I'm just fucked up right now.
Jones claims the officer was blaming the weight of his belt on his ability. That's like some scary flex shit. Sorry, the weight of my gun is throwing me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Do like this, because you don't have a gun, but I do. Do like this, and don't fuck it up because you don't have a gun.
No, he just said the weight of his belt. Yeah. He's just like, you know, I think he's just rocking like a Gucci, like some fat buckle on there. Yeah. Some fucking Fendi.
It's not even tactical.
Buckle. Yeah.
It's just a Fendi
just
belt.
Drip.
Yeah. My bad, bro. My shit dripping. Hold up. Yeah, I can't do this. He's singing himself, drip too hard.
Fucking this way.
Hey, that shit wavy. I can't stand straight. That shit wavy as hell. Drip crazy. Man. Drip too hard. Anyway, my boy, just stand like this. You know, but you could do it better because that shit is trash that you got on. Drip too hard. You know what I'm saying? Do that for. It sounds like a CrossFit class. Listen to this. Jones says, I did, but I was wobbling at 10 seconds. And the officer goes, well, that's it. You're going to jail.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's so for that, fast.
For that fucking fit.
Yeah. That's what Jones is not saying.
Hey, guys. This episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
You like do that shit? Man, what? The fuck? Is that an Aldo belt? Yeah, that's it, bro. You're going to jail. That's it, bro. You out. You're going to jail. Get the fuck out of here. Dude, I like pulled a muscle in my lower back. I got to stretch this shit out during the break. Oh. Ow. Anyway. So Jones said he arrived at jail about 20 minutes later and did the breathalyzer test. However, what the fuck? At 1 during the night, another man informed him the police were allegedly discussing the results of the test, and they said that there was literally no alcohol in your blood. Well, so now it's a conspiracy. So he's saying that he blew the breathalyzer, and another man being held informed him, hey, bud, they said there was next to no alcohol in your body. So this whole thing is bullshit.
That's what Alex is saying.
Yeah, that's what Alex is saying.
So he said another guy in the place overheard the cops talking and saying there was no alcohol and they just arrested him for nothing.
So
what is he going to do? Is he suing or what is he doing?
According to the Post, the documents show that Jones' blood alcohol level was 0.07. What's the legal limit?
I thought it was 0.08, but I think they moved it down in some states.
Okay.
Like in Alberta now it's 0.05, I think.
Legal alcohol limit.
Which I know is not a state, but I'm just saying that's where I'm from.
Yeah, 0.08. Oh, so he's Gucci.
So, yeah, I guess in Texas,
just a little sucky.
Surprised it's not 0.8.
Yeah. Moonshine levels.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking blacked out driving. Hey, he's good. He's all right.
There's actually a level of drunk you have to be to drive.
To get on the road, you got to blow higher than a 0.1 to get on a road in Texas.
Did you see the fucking iDubbbz video of that dude?
Yeah, vaporizing a fucking... What the fuck, dude?
How does he find those fucking videos?
So funny, dude.
So fucking funny.
He's explaining, like... I forget what his explanation was up top, but I fucking... The way he goes, don't do that, yeah. fucking killed me. God damn it, dude.
Oh, man.
The little fucking... smoking the fuck.
The dude's talking about how to cheat his built-in breathalyzer in his car so he can still drive. Well, it's like, dude,
I know.
Just stay home.
Yeah, I know. Bro, the idea of having to blow higher to get your car started is killing me, dog. Just fucking like, smack. Gotta go to work.
Yeah. Oh, his God. Fuck.
Point
one more.
Yeah.
All right, finally.
That's gonna be the new shit with the pandemic. You have to take your temperature before, and if you have to be lower than 98.7 to get your car going to let you go anywhere.
I mean, that I wouldn't be surprised if that's true, dude. You heard what the shit they like? I guess like the system they implemented in China, like the quarantine and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the shit that they did was insane. No. Actually, in Italy right now, there's a woman, I just read this morning on CNN, there's a woman who died, or no, sorry, her husband died in her place. She can't leave her house.
There's another dude who posted a video with his sister. His sister's fucking dead in their apartment together.
And they can't leave.
And he can't leave. He's there with his dead sister.
He can't leave, I guess. Yeah.
No, she left. Oh, damn it.
That's all right.
Damn it.
That's fucked up, though, dude. That's so dark. I said they left, and then I was like, she can't. And then you,
That was so fucked. I'm sorry, dude. God damn it, dude.
I mean, it's just scary because this could be the U.S. next week.
Yeah.
This shit's moving so fast that it's like next week.
Yeah.
That could be...
Yeah. No, it's not it's real scary hours. I was going to say some other shit. Oh yeah, no, I was going to say the irony though about the whole thing is that it happened in China and they're talking about like, oh, it came from bat soup and shit. And everyone started drumming up their fucking, you know, oh man, Chinese people eating funky ass food, dude. That's why the fuck they got it. And of course, dude, and you know, and they're, China's building this makeshift 7-day hospital to service like 100,000 people. And people are like, oh, pff, look at that shitty ass hospital, dude. Blah, blah, blah. Turns out China had something like the way they handled that shit was the best way to handle
it. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's bagged up.
Yeah.
It's like very fucking.
Yeah.
The containment was like aggressive. Yeah,
they were doing that shit. You couldn't leave your place or your like community without like a written letter from the government that said like, this is crucial work, I have to leave because now, it's
granted the part where people couldn't eat and they were welding people's doors shut, that was fucked up.
Yeah,
that part don't agree with, you know, obviously don't do that shit, but yeah, I just think like, you know, I think there's this weird thing that, well, China's numbers are going down so ours are definitely not going to be that high, and it's like
no, they're
more equipped.
Authoritarian?
Yeah. Authoritarian?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they can make people stay home if they want to. We can't really do that shit.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
It's going to be worse here.
Yep.
Could be.
Because you got fucking, dude, it's not fucking real.
Yep. Yeah. Why don't you guys panic, you fucking libtards?
Yeah. You know, the thing that trips me out is, if you could have like fucking goggles that could see the virus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like if you could see it like on someone and they sneeze and then they wipe their hands and maybe like they touch a surface and then someone else touches that surface and it transfers. Like if you could see it like sticking to shit and moving around and multiplying, you'd be like, oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm washing my whole body every time I go outside.
Yeah.
It's scary, dude.
Dude, yeah, like that fart video.
Yeah.
If you saw it like that.
Yeah.
Someone coughs and it's just
giant
plume of
can it go like 15 green. Feet?
Yeah, something like that.
15 feet.
It's pretty crazy. And they tested people that hadn't they had the virus confirmed. They'd been exposed to it, but hadn't even had a symptom yet, a single one. So they still felt totally fine.
Yeah.
And they tested their and even in their throat, they had 50 times the normal amount of the virus as someone without it. And so they're spreading it already.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's by talking.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking, that shit turns you into Spider-Man, dude.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, no. Who spits venom?
Venom.
No, no, no. He's got a, he got a big ass tongue.
Venom.
No, he doesn't spit venom. He doesn't actually.
Why would he be called Venom?
Because the fucking, the shit like attaches to him and it like creates the suit and it like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that would be like if Spider-Man was called Web.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Web dude.
Yeah, web dude. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just cruises the web all day.
That's the fucking.
The gamer.
Most boring comic ever. Web dude. That's like almost as good as Webinar.
Web dude.
Web dude and Webinar.
Web dude. He's just web in a dude. Starbucks all day.
Yeah.
It's cruising forums. Just being a Reddit mod.
Shout out Web dude. Nah, no, what spits venom? What's like a fucking whatever.
You on those YouTube beats.
Let's go. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
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 Let's go.
Let's go. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so. Yeah.
So what's up?
I was trying to think of like a coffee, like shitting out bar, you know, and like Starbucks bucking. Something, yeah, too much. I was doing the most. I love this account though. It's called NY Bangers LLC. I'm about to just queue up this whole playlist, just freestyle all the way home. Shit is dope. Anyway,
coffee's hitting a little bit different today. I gotta poop.
Yeah, this is good, yep. Dude. This is good.
Yeah.
See how long you keep it in.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a shit live on the pod, bro.
Well, lav me up.
Yeah, lav you.
So I can go down and give you live updates.
Oh, shit. That's completely a mistake.
Yeah, that's...
That's completely a mistake.
Copyrighted music. All right, so here's a little comment we got on Patreon from someone in response to the bit where we're talking about wet dreams on a plane, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was money. Yeah,
this is from Kat. Shout out, Kat.
Yeah.
Okay, so one time I went on a school trip in high school with this guy I really liked, and he sat next to me, and I was all giddy and shit. Well, I fell asleep on his shoulder and had a wet dream about him on the bus, and when I woke up, my pants were ... wet. Yeah, obviously. What else? He didn't notice, but I was so fucking embarrassed, and as if that wasn't enough, he asked me what I had a dream about, and I asked why, and he said, it looked like you were riding a horse and chewing gum at the same time, and I will never forget that fucking moment. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Riding a horse like how, though? Like this? Like,
yeah, she probably had both hands up.
And chewing gum? So he's just like...
Did he just look like a cowboy?
Yeah. Just look like Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
Sorry, it was just a dream about I had some pork cracklings and some long branch. And,
yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Could you imagine a girl being like, she's like, let me get on top. You're like, oh, hell yeah. And she just gets up there, grabs a hat, little fucking piece of.
Piece of wheat?
Yeah, piece of wheat.
Yeah.
She just gets up there, and then there's two fucking rain straps at the head of her bedpost, and you're like, what the fuck
is this?
She's like, yeah, she spanks her thigh,
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah. She goes, make a horse sound.
You're like, oh,
what? Louder, louder.
Oh, I can't even.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she pulls the actual like horse racing whip.
Yeah.
From out the top of her bed, she's just smacking the shit out of your,
smacking you on the chest.
Ow, ow, ow! What the fuck? Ow.
That's not a horse sound. What's a horse sound?
Your dick's just...
I mean, ow!
Getting fucking broken. It's like bending.
It's just
ow, ow, ow! Shit, shit, fuck, dude, what the fuck? Ow!
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, hey.
All right, get.
She takes you off the bed. She's just moving you all over the floor of her apartment. You're just sliding with all the sex sweat on your back. She's just riding you around the apartment.
Like a Roomba?
Yeah, like a Roomba. Just whipping your shit.
Go on, get.
Ow, 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 ow.
How are you moving me? How is this happening?
Oh my fucking god, dude.
Oh my god, dude. Get horsey, come on.
Yeah. You finish. Yeah. She finishes. Thank you, partner.
Yeah.
She dismounts.
Then she brings
she ties you the little fucking to the bedpost.
Yeah. And she puts a little thing around your face with a bunch of fucking corn and shit in it, and you just gotta eat out of that. Just leaves you to graze. With your fucking sexed up hammer.
Oh, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
your horse hammer covered in sex sweat, and you just sitting there just fucking, you know,
that's
slippery from the puss juice.
Save a cowboy, ride a horse.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Oh, man. She gets on top. She's like, oh, bit of a donkey. All right. All right. I can deal with the little guy. Come on. Yeah. And you're like,
I'll go
what?
Easy.
You're like, wait, what?
I'll go easy on you.
Oh, then she's just going, burm, 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 burm. Nice and slow. Come on. Just a little bit of time now. Come on.
She feeds you a full apple just in the middle of sex.
And then you just start shitting like horses do. Just uncontrollably.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know why this is happening. I don't usually.
She's like, it's all right, baby. It's all right.
It's okay, baby.
Yeah, get.
Go on, get.
Go on, get.
Yeah.
Pulling out a pistol and shit afterward.
Oh, my God.
Fucking.
Holy shit, I'm sweating, man.
Speaking of cowboys, Westworld coming back.
Oh, yeah.
The story arc in this bitch is crazy. Because now the robots are, like, out in the real world, and they're trying to...
trying to end humans?
That shit turned into Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like
the best movie of all time? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, turning some Hobbs and Shaw ass shit. Somebody said that someone's telling me that someone infected with coronavirus was shot dead.
Oh, in North Korea.
Oh.
I think that was in North Korea. That's how they solved their one corona case. They just killed him.
Damn.
I think that's what happened. I think I read North Korea.
Damn, yeah. Dude. That's so fucked.
But it's effective.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my god.
Ugh. No. I'm messing around. It is, but you know.
I've corona.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought what China was doing was crazy.
Yeah. This is fucking wild, man.
I know. It's dark, but you know.
I could not bring it up. It's just been on my mind.
Yeah.
I haven't thought this much. Like, I'm thinking about coronavirus the way I would think about a high school crush. It's just like, just, you know, this hits me in the middle of something.
Yeah, like, and you're constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like washing the dishes. I'm like, oh, I wonder what she's doing.
And you get those butterflies, but it's not, in this case, it's just fear.
Yeah.
And panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what she's up to. I just take a just a quick peek. This is probably what it feels like to be a stalker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're, this is what it feels like to be the dude from You.
Yeah. He's like, okay, just take a quick peek. Just a quick, just a little, just a little.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's see what's up with coronavirus today. I'm fucking refreshing Twitter like a madman, dude.
Ah, oh, so see you're if, in let's Spain.
See if they tweeted. Let's see if they tweeted today. Let's see what's up. You're in Spain.
You love Spain. I know you love Spain because you've been doing a lot of traveling. You've been to China, South Korea. It only makes sense that you move west. And eventually you'll be close to me. And that's when we can be with each other.
Oh my God. You nailed
all
that.
All the time.
You nailed that. Did you watch that?
I've like seen parts of it, yeah. Yeah. No, I watched You.
You.
Yeah.
We should, can I talk about, speaking of You, old boy from our You video, what's his name, Ricky?
Yeah.
Ricky Fingerfuck?
Yeah.
His new nickname is Ricky Fingerfuck. Ricky Fingerfuck.
That's a solid fucking nickname, honestly.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, he's a solid dude. I thought about doing a little video clowning this shit, but clowning pyramid schemes just feel so lame.
Okay, what? Does he have one?
So he is part of like a 30 person.
Wait, we're talking about the guy from the You video?
Yeah, yeah.
He did some. I haven't watched it, but he did some podcast where it was titled some shit about how we ruined his relationship with that girl or something. I didn't watch it, but like if that is true. I feel like that was maybe doomed from the start.
Yeah,
the relationship, right? I don't know. Maybe I should watch it, but
yeah, we should see what
if
he
that
has
is
to say.
True. I mean, I don't know. That would be a shame, you know.
I have a hard time empathizing with people who are full of shit.
Mm.
So you know, he's gonna say we ruined his relationship, but then. Immediately after, this fool was selling t-shirts with Fair Enough and posting, thanks for paying my bills.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know, man. So anyway, they got this whole... And how fucking ruined could it be? They got this bullshit, the breakaway movement. And Claire is in the fucking promo material.
Yeah.
So I don't know when they started this shit. But basically... This is like some, you know, it's like some business self-help horse shit. You know, like the person who started it, she's made over $3 million from home and she's set to retire at 30. And if you want to learn how you can do this, and, you know, they sell all these like expensive retreats for business. It's like some Tony Robbins shit.
Yeah, okay.
Just very millennial.
Okay.
It's called the breakaway movement. And they talk about shit like the thing that put me onto it was Kangen water. Okay. And how, and I don't even know if that's the right spelling, but
Kangen water,
K A N G E N. And I guess it's, what is the fucking alkaline? It's water with alkaline.
Mm-hmm. And, okay.
Yeah. And so they
marked it up super high and are selling it as
no.
Like a-
so at first, that's what, I thought it was. I thought they were like selling this water and selling it for like $40 a bottle. That's not what it is. This is just like some, you sign up and they teach you shit, you know, and I don't know what they're teaching you. Hmm. But Ricky Fingerfuck is one of the founders. And, you know, so next to the CEO, okay, you have the founder and CEO of the breakaway movement. And then Ricky is next to her. And Ricky is described as the founder, comma, gets shit done.
Mm. I love that.
Because he...
I love that.
Gets.
Chief. I love when they make up like titles for people at startups, like Chief. The CHO, Chief Hustler Officer or whatever.
Yeah. GSD-er.
What's that?
Gets Shit Dunner.
The Chief Gets Shit Dunner.
Yeah, this is our Chief GSD. Chief Gets Shit Done.
The C what?
That doesn't
TGSD.
That doesn't even make grammatical.
Oh man, I'm about to post this video about Darman.
Because
I went on Facebook, dude. It's fucking wild. Actually, maybe we should discuss this in the bonus app. Honestly,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, so we're gonna jump straight into that.
Really?
I think, yeah, dude.
Already? Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I might have to take a little poop first.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I might. That's part of the bonus. Poop, poop. That's part of the bonus episode. You can record your, you can selfie yourself on your phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another tier on Patreon. That's one of the rewards.
Just get to see a shit
live shits.
Could you imagine just awkward ass videos? Just.
Well, dude, people live stream themselves sleeping. What the fuck is?
Yeah.
This is even better.
Oh.
No, actually, I do want to come back to the Kangen water thing real quick and just say, watch that be the fucking cure to coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
We're
yeah.
clowning him and his pyramid scheme. Well,
Ricky
Kangen
Fingerfuck
water.
Over here. Look at Ricky Fingerfuck selling that bullshit.
He ends up being like the fucking Bono of coronavirus.
The Bono of coronavirus? How?
Because Bono's thing is red. He's like the guy like working to combat AIDS around the world.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair. Damn it. Bonus episode already. Fuck.
Yeah, anyways. Right. Yeah, hold on. Actually, I have something to end it.
Okay.
Freestyle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. All right. Let's run it back. Let's run it all the way back. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode, you guys.
Yeah. Let's go. We got Dakota in the booth. You got it's on fire. Let's go. Yep.
All right, bye.
Get your ass gone. All right. No, go ahead. I'll save it for the...
I might be able to hold it, honestly.
No, it's fine.